can be seated with him, just merely to tell you this, that number one, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, says they were saved by the ark, which makes all the sense in the world. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17 said something that Mr. Donahue would never say and would call me all manners of names this evening if I said it and it wasn't in the Bible. And that is that Christ Jesus did not send me to baptize. You don't get no clearer than that. So, it is quite obvious that the Apostle Paul did not feel the same way toward baptism that Mr. Donahue does. That is an obvious fact. Secondly, anytime you say that you have to do something to be saved, that you have to do something, remember, it's very simple. You either have to do this to get in, or either you get in and do it. That is the only two alternatives you have. You either do something to get in the door, or once you're in the door, you do something. If you have to do anything to get in the door, then you are doing something. And if you are doing something, it is classified a work, therefore a law. This must be done to get in the door. No other way to look at it. Now, Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul said that if you return to the works of the law, you are falling from grace. You cannot have them both. And the Apostle Paul plainly stated that the works of Abraham is not what saved him. The Apostle Paul plainly stated concerning the works of Abraham, Romans 4, 2 through 5, for if Abraham was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is not the reward reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now that's what Paul said. Paul said what Abraham did, his work is not what saved him. Now, if he says that James says something different, one passage of Scripture, if he says that James said something different than these nine Scriptures that I read you clearly, not saved by works, not of works, we're not saved by works. Not saved by works. Not saved by works. Not saved by works of righteousness. And then all of a sudden James says, you're not saved by faith only, but by works also. Now, either that one passage of Scripture means exactly what it says and therefore contradicts all the rest of the theme of the New Testament, or that one passage of Scripture does not mean what he's saying it means. One or the other. Because you cannot take all these passages of Scripture and the theme of the New Testament is Christ did it. And one passage of Scripture in the Bible that appears to say you're not saved only, but if you read the context of the whole thing, James is saying what you and I very simply knows, that if you have faith, you will do works. That's all he's saying. That's all he's teaching. If you got faith, you'll do something. We preach that every Sunday behind the pulpit. If you had faith, you'd get up and do something for God. If you had faith, if your faith was what you say it is, you'd get up and do something for God. But you see, that's doing something for God after you're already in the door. It is not get up and do something so you can get saved. All the foolish idea, the blood-perverting idea, that the blood of Jesus cannot save you in this room tonight. And his blood perverted. That the blood of Jesus alone can't save you. That if you get saved here, repent and give your heart to the Lord here sincerely, and die before you get baptized, you go to hell because you didn't get in water. Burn in hell because you didn't get in water. That is so absurd until it is ridiculous. And what more? The Bible don't say it and reminds you. In Corinthians. Here's the man who the Lord appeared to, spoke to. Here is the man who said, Christ did not send me to baptize. Now, that ain't 2 minutes over right there. That's about 10 seconds.